Time for Rewine and Review with winesdirect.ie. And we have Gavith Kyo.
Good morning, how are you?
Combination of Gareth and Gavin.
Are you hybrid?
Yeah, no, Gareth is he's not with us today. He's out with a winemaker visiting clients. So he's quite happily doing his actual day job. So,
and he's the guy who gets to fly on all these junkets to meet these winemakers to begin with.
But as I kind of said to the guys, like, I've got 26 personalities rocking around my brain already, so like there's loads of people to go around in here, so we'll be fine.
Yeah, excellent. And of course we have Lynn Berry.
Back again.
Movie and series reviewer, and I'm loving the choice of Married at First Sight, which we will come on to in a moment.
Exciting. And trending, so lots of people listening will be excited for that one, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I think we need some wine to start that whole conversation.
Absolutely.
Like the idea of marrying a person you meet on the day of your wedding.
Yes. I mean,
it sounds very medieval.
Does it? Because I'm like, it sounds very 2023. But no, you have a point. It actually is probably how it was done. It's like, we have a suitor for you, ma'am, and your suitor will wait above at the cave.
Yeah, so drink the wine first before you meet him or her, I think, is the moral of
you
the story.
You probably would need the wine if you're in that situation. Could you imagine the level
of anxiety?
In medieval
times, yes. It'd be flowing freely.
Well, true. Yeah, it's probably why they got away with it.
Okay, well, what's going to give us our wine goggles today?
So, actually, today we're going to focus on Portugal and specifically one of our vineyards, Crasto. So, Crasto it's been going on for a very long time. So, just to give you an idea. So the Douro Valley is very, very famous for port and for wine. So that has been kind of a region for wine for about 2,000 years. Now, a lot of people would associate port, for example, with England and the United Kingdom. So there was a Treaty of Windsor that was brought into action in 1386, which actually gave the English their first, you know, holiday homes in Portugal. So there was a great kind of trading agreement there. So that's actually why there's such a tradition of holiday homes within Portugal in the Douro Valley. And that's kind of how that started. So Crasto itself, though, as a region or kind of as a property, it dates back to Roman times. So it's dating, it dates back actually, we can track it to about 1615. But the name itself means Roman fort. So that's where it kind of comes from. So it was originally a port wine producer, and the grandparents of the property decided to actually start looking around at the vines and saying, hey, what can we do here? And they started planting white and planting red by using indigenous grapes, by using grapes that have been found growing wildly on the land itself. Now, this all sounds quite technical, but the other side, is it any good? So that's the proof is in the pudding. So the first one we're trying here is the Crasto White.
And it's very fragrant.
Yeah, it's very fragrant. It's a field blend of a couple of things. And that's what you find within Portugal and in Spain as well, but mainly in Portugal is that. Like the second wine that we'll try here, the red, I think there is 16 to 20 grapes within the wine itself because it is a field blend of things that have spurted and kind of grown everywhere around. So the white itself, it's really...
Is that potluck as to whether they marry well then?
Well, you see, what actually happens in that sense, so, okay, the technical side. If, for example, you plant Sauvignon Blanc, you are planting a clone. So you are planting something that you have purchased and you are put into the ground and you are saying, I want clone versions of those, and that's what they are. Within somewhere like Portugal, where there is a field blend, there's various differentiations, you actually have the offshoot. So the son and daughter and then the grandchildren of one particular wine. So they're always related, but they're not the same.
Really glad they didn't do that for Married at First Sight.
Absolutely. Yeah, but like this just to me screams like there's so much history in this bottle. Mm. And even when you look then at the grape, because when you're talking about the entire place, I'm like, that's just so rich in history. And then the grapes themselves are ancestors of ancestors of ancestors.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it sounds
magical.
No, it is. Look, winemaking is itself, and I'm, you know, referring back to your earlier kind of segment, winemaking is just glorified gardening or really, really expensive farming. That's what it is. And they have their challenges as well. So, you know, a property like this, one of the greater things that it has is that it's about 600 metres above sea level. So flooding is an issue, but it also means that it's terraced and it means that it's hand harvested. Mm. So it's a little bit more difficult, but it's also delicious. Mm.
And likewise, the heat, particularly in Portugal, Spain, these extreme temperatures.
Absolutely.
Don't just affect population inconvenience, all that kind of stuff. It will have an effect on the crop.
Mm. It does. And look, you know, you see that, we've seen that year on year, like, you know, you see it every kind of just kind of coming up to springtime. You know, if you look at videos of kind of vineyards and in Burgundy, where they're literally lighting fires within the vineyards to try and keep the frost away so that they don't lose produce. And look, it's happening every year, and we can see by the flooding in Ireland there is climate change, and this is an issue that's happening. But you know, anyway, we get to drink some wine, we get to enjoy ourselves, and get to watch some good TV.
As I mentioned, very fragrant.
Yes.
What sort of flavours are in here?
So for me, there's quite a lot of kind of, you know, I would say kind of stone fruits in there, really. Now, what I always kind of say when somebody's tasting is, tell me what it's not. So a lot of people kind of go to taste and say, oh, I can't taste wine. It's like, can you taste a burger? Can you taste chicken? Yes, you can taste. So you taste something and you isolate kind of like, okay, think of something ridiculous. I'm going to ask you a question. Does this taste like strawberries?
No.
No. Okay, so all of those kind of strawberries. Does it taste like bramble fruits kind of at all? No.
No. So not especially sweet at all.
It has a peary kind of.
Very good. And now, tell me, is the pear fresh or is it cooked?
Oh, that's interesting, because I would say, stewed almost.
Yeah, so that shows a little bit more of a warmer climate. I didn't tell you that. You found that out yourself.
So
all of these things can be had. Now, I'm going to give you a little secret if you're ever going into wine tasting. And I really, you know, there's lots of people who will go on about wine and kind of be very, very like, oh, I know everything about wine. And, you know, I don't like those people because it's very, very boring. Wine's meant to loosen the tongue and get people to enjoy themselves. But if you say, when you're tasting wine, if you're the first one to say, oh, there's a little bit of citrus fruit on that, on a white wine, you're right. There's always going to be citrus fruit. Right. So if you're the first
I'm
one
going
to get
remember
there,
that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, you start
party.
And go,
when you're pretending to be a connoisseur of all that
No. Well, look, you know, wine is meant to be enjoyed. And look, you know, I'm not a connoisseur. I am somebody who's grown up in the wine industry, been educated in the wine industry, and I really enjoy it and it's fun.
You can tell.
And that's kind of
you can
good.
Tell.
Good.
I enjoy this. We all know I don't drink wine, but I enjoy this. And I actually enjoy the educational
side. Yeah, you get invested in the story.
You really do.
It is.
And it's not just wine. And you keep saying, but you know why, you keep bringing it back to that, but I'm like, no, keep immersing me in the history of this stuff is really interesting.
Oh no, look, it's a good fun topic.
Knowing all that history makes the hangover a little more manageable.
Yeah, no, sometimes
it was worth it.
Yeah, sometimes
paying homage to your ancestors.
Yeah, exactly. Oh look, it is good. But look, Thomas and Miguel here, who make the wines, they're called the Duro Boys. They're seen as kind of like some of the best innovators in winemaking and technology and actually bringing the wine on itself. So what I kind of really like about this white for me is that where it is and how hot the area is, it's still 12% in alcohol. That's because the wind is because of the height. But making white wine in this area, it can end up being very kind of flabby and a bit kind of, you know, this is really fresh and it's very zippy and very easy to drink, and I will find out the price in a minute when I Google it on our own website, because Laura, I didn't actually get
which
the price
isn't
before I started.
Keeping it real here on Radio 3, everybody.
Yes, which proves it's live and gives us a very nice segue into Married at First Sight, which we shall discuss in just a moment. But here's a preview.
Do you see us being intimate again?
Do you think we have the same level of maturity?
No.
He told everyone intimate things about us.
He grabbed me to tell me he could see cracks forming in your relationship.
Assuming that people don't see the love that we have for each other.
Shut up. Relax. Let it go.
It's so nice that we feel comfortable around each other.
She's got me,
Yes, I'm falling in love with Tasha.
When I actually get down to it, I don't know.
Brad is using words like, I will allow you and let you.
Absolutely. I feel like that's what I want to do.
You don't need to allow her to do anything. No. She's your equal.
I don't know you.
I can't do this. I can't do this. This is too much.
Oh, boy. I really need another drink after that.
Rewind and review with Wines Direct. Redefining the wine retail experience with our witty charm and lively personalities. WinesDirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
Rewind and review with WinesDirect.ie brings us to the bold social experiment where people who are single are matched by experts and marry total strangers. You've heard some of the exchanges there a moment ago. Lynn, is this as painful as it sounds?
It is car crash TV. There is no doubt about it, because when I started watching it initially, I was like, I'm not going to like this. I know I'm not. Even the premise of it is something that I would be like, absolutely not, with a gun to my head. However, it's just the most engrossing thing I've ever watched. You get so invested in this. It's like a melting pot of all these personalities. And do you know what I want to say, actually? I want to preface all of this by saying this is going on for this MAFS. It's in Australia, New Zealand, the UK, America. It's going on for years. There's like 18 seasons of it. And what I have found, I watched it all at this point, is that these get it right about 5% of them. Now, in any other industry, would we call people who get something right 5% of the time experts?
But are they really getting it wrong in the sense that their real brief is probably to put people together who will make good television?
Oh, well, bingo. Well, there you go. They're experts in that. They're certainly not expert matchmakers, but they are experts at putting people together who have the most interesting exchanges possible on television. Hmm.
Well,
I kind of think
they're like just the clip there. You know, it was the control thing. You know, I won't allow you.
Yeah.
I would be so anti this show. It's just that I'm just not watching this. I just can't. It just makes my brain fall apart. I heard that as like, allowed?
You think that, and I thought that myself, and my husband's now really invested in it as well. But if you've any degree of interest in psychology, human behavior, these sorts of things, it's the most interesting thing you can watch, because that guy was actually a spiritual guru. Now, we all know that this is a trend, you know, this narcissistic bravado is a big thing within spirituality, and particularly new age spirituality, and he fits the bill. But he shows up at first, of course, under the guise of all that is spiritual, but give him a couple of days behind closed doors with a woman he's just met, and that guy's just slips away, and we start to see the real person.
But are they all cookie cutter crackpots, or is there some depth to these people?
Oh, you see, it's hard to say, Will, because like you just aptly pointed out, they are showing the more sensational sides of everything. So it's hard to say. But no, there are some genuine connections and some really genuine people in the mix. And they kind of are the middle ground people, aren't they? They kind of keep the chaos from unfurling completely. But
they're called TV boring.
Well, somewhat. Yeah.
Well, if you consider, we like to think we're all rightly minded, well-adjusted people.
Absolutely. Sure.
Apart from when there's too much wine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Would you ever contemplate marrying somebody at first sight?
Never.
Absolutely not.
My wife would kill me for it, but like, you know, apart from that, never.
So other than a massive paycheck, what could possibly persuade you to go on a show like this?
But this is a whole thing that, you know, it's this want for to be famous, to be known, to be this. And look, you know, I went away there a couple of weeks ago to Italy, and I kind of saw it where we were on this tour around, and I was on Vespas, which is really cool. Anybody going to Rome should do this. It's great. But there are a whole lot of influencers on it, and they spent their whole time just taking photographs of themselves.
Yeah.
And I was kind of going, I'm turned into my parents. Look around.
Yeah.
They weren't enjoying it. But their job is to be famous and to take photographs.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought to myself, I actually feel sad for these people. And it's the same for the people in that show.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going, where are you? Like, and it's not a judgment of where are you in your life that you're doing this, but why did you think this was a good idea? You know,
well,
where is your value?
I do think a lot of these people's backstories are quite genuine, and they are looking for love. But I do think we're getting more vapid, you know, just socially we're getting more vapid when it comes to these things. And these are cookie cutter, you know, Instagram model type people. Like the men work out excessively and they're all built, and the women have all the fillers, and listen, I'm good with it all, but 10 out of 10 of them are these people. And that to me is scary, because there's no variance. So it's hard to have depth when you have that type of, you know, and a lot of them are acting. They are trying to fit that bill. And then sometimes their facade slip and you see a really insecure person who is genuinely looking for love. And it gets quite sad to look at.
Wow.
Because
okay,
Anna.
Okay.
Let's not cry with the wine, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, look. So if you want to go kind of get a little bit happier, actually, we're going to move on to the Crasto Red. So we just had a smell of this in the glass just as we started. And the first thing that I said to Lennon was that this smells like Christmas.
Christmas.
And it looks Christmas. Like Christmas.
And look, you know, Halloween has just happened and I understand completely, but we all saw Mariah Carey been thawed out. It's officially Christmas season as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I've had a text from Tina in Athlone who couldn't get over the number of shops in town yesterday playing Christmas music, and as far as she's concerned, too early.
That I disagree with, because, you know, my birthday's in November, so the day after my birthday in November, that's officially Christmas and Christmas music can start.
And everybody knows that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a rule. It's been written down in law for many, many years. But for me, you know, I love Christmas. I love the whole thing with Santa Claus and the kids, and I just absolutely adore all of it.
Me
but
too.
Just putting my nose into the glass, this is Christmas pudding. Mm. It is. And
but
it is
it
that
looks
winter.
It.
Yeah.
Like if you, I'm just holding that slightly over the light and you can see it looks like a jeweled bauble that you would have hanging on your Christmas tree. So, like I would have a proclivity to buy this, pour a glass and just keep it around as an aesthetic for the holidays.
No, but
I wouldn't last in my house. Just to make sure, because I've got to get
how does it
last
mull?
Time.
Since we're talking about Christmas, how does it mull? Because I do have
it destroys it.
It does.
Yes, and we were talking about the non-alcoholic last time as well, so I'll mention that in a moment. Just to let you know that what we were drinking here is the Crasto, the Douro Crasto Reds and Whites. So the white itself is 1620 at the moment on our website and in our shop in Athlone and in Mullingar. There are tastings available as well coming up to Christmas on that. But no, when you kind of say about mulled wine, it's just you're adding spice to it. I'm sure it would be quite nice, but for me, it's just, it's like when somebody turns around and says, oh, that's a beautiful glass of champagne, let's throw some orange juice on top of it. I'm like, no,
I see no problems there. I'm like,
but that's
okay. It makes it a little bit more bougie for me.
I'm curious,
you know?
Though, how is this smell of Christmas, and again, Christmas pudding in particular, how is that achieved?
Well, think about what is cooked, what is in there and what Christmas pudding is.
Raisins. Cherries.
So when grapes shrivel and kind of become drier, they become raisins.
Ah.
When you think about...
Of course
about,
they do.
And the question
William?
I asked you about the white...
How
is
did we not know this?
Is this fruit cooked or fresh? When, with this, with the red, it's got to be cooked.
Yeah, you would get that from
because
there.
Because it's a warm climate. And the same with the white, it was cooked. So it's the warmer climate. So that's what it is. So... The land has to
spot the
translate.
People who didn't pay attention in school.
Absolutely.
I feel a little silly
Ouching
now.
Ouching us.
No, but the thing is, like, it's you know, the wine should taste where it comes from and the land of where it comes from. So, like, you know, there's even kind of one of our wines from Faugere, they have a whole lot of fennel around the vines and you can actually taste the fennel coming through, just lightly. In a lot of cases with commercial wine, chemicals are added to make it taste of something. Whereas with what we take in and what we sell, the wine was taste of the land itself. So it's the more natural side of it, which is kind of cool.
I hope the listeners are getting the degree of sentimentality in this, which is, again, associated so strongly with Christmas.
Yeah.
But when you talk about these things, again, that rich history and what it means, I don't think I'll ever look at a glass of wine the same way again. You know, because it does have all of those. To me, it was just wine, but now I'm like, it's a glass of history.
But it is. They're like behind every wine, there's a winemaker. There's somebody who has not only made this great wine, but has also made mistakes along the way and learned. And that's kind of what you have to kind of take into account. Because, you know, I was chatting to a friend of mine there recently enough, and they're kind of going, God, you know, I keep on failing. Kind of going, no. You know, what do scientists call failure? Experiments, you know, and it's this whole kind of thing that, you know, we want to get it perfectly right. The social media, you know, I have to get it right first time. I have to be, no, like, you know, my preferred photographs are the action shots where the kids have like strewn of cake across the side of their face and it's unpretty. Why? Because it's life.
And we need that more now. I think people are reaching for that more and more. And I don't know how maths is going to kind of stand the test of time, because I think people are looking for realness now more than ever.
Yeah.
We're burnt out with the cookie cutter stuff and the perfect and all of that. And people need this. There's depth to, like, I would never have known this about wine. I would have looked at wine and been like, that's wine, okay, it's wine. But now it's like, wow, I've been educated on it and it's super interesting.
Yeah, there are more variables than red, white, and price.
And there's a whole backstory in someone's life and ancestry. I mean, if that's not depth, you know, I love that.
I imagine this is going to be very popular at Christmas, the
Crasto. Realistically, it's one of our more popular, for me, this is kind of, you know, my friends ask me, like, what are you going to have for Christmas or what should I have? And also, I think when it comes to Christmas time, you're kind of going, I need something that's going to actually cover all bases.
Mm.
I need something that's going to appeal to everybody. I kind of need that. And for me, especially the Crosstrail Red that we're just tasting, which I think has just been the outright winner here this morning. That's kind of what you're drinking. Now, the other side as well is what I want to mention is Christmas. So it is that gifting season. So obviously, I think it's been put up on the socials here for Midlands 103. We have our corporate list that's there and gifts available. We can send them to friends far and wide or to yourself.
Nice.
Which is always good. So I think kind of we have to look at a little bit of self-care here, where actually a present to me, and what better than something from ourselves.
Yeah.
Tastings are available in both stores in Mullingar and in Athlone over the next kind of couple of weeks as well.
Excellent. Guys, thank you very much. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Pleasure as always.
Always good to see you.
Our prize today, €100 in home heating vouchers with thanks to Certa. And if you go online and search for Certa Ireland, make sure you use the code WARM10 as they deliver 6 days a week across counties Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. Phil in Athlone is our Certa winner today. Congratulations, Phil. And you have a comment on the River Shannon, as many, many people did. Sinead with the fodder put the programme together today. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow morning from 9 as I struggle to string a sentence together after the wine.
I'm delighted.
You're
to
a
oblige.
Bad influence.
I like being a bad influence.
William of the Faulkners was fine till we walked in.
He was, but you know, we made life more interesting.
We did.
We did.
Yeah.
And I suppose we should get out of here because it's already a minute past 12.
Oops.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Midlands Today with Bus Éireann. Use your TFI Young Adult or Student Leap Card on board Bus Éireann services as part of the Transport for Ireland network. Visit busairin.ie today.